President Obama is holding on to a slim lead in Florida, but there are tens of thousands of votes yet to be counted. Marva Hinton is in the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald with more on when we may find out who won our state.
Thanks, Wanda. In Miami-Dade, elections officials gave up on counting ballots last night, long after the race had been called for President Obama. In some parts of the county, voters were still in line well after midnight. Alfie Fernandez was one of those voters. She had already abandoned two other efforts to vote, totaling 5 hours in line during early voting. She waited it out to become one of the last voters in line late last night at the West Kendall Regional Library. She told the Miami Herald's Alexandra Leon the lines there were much worse than at other precincts.
I actually live next door to the middle school, and there were only like 20 people there. In the fire station, it was only like 30 people. At my daughter's elementary school, my friend went, and she told me she only waited for 15 minutes. But here, disaster. Every single day, it was like this.
Still, Fernandez said this time there was no doubt she'd stick it out until she finally got to vote.
Oh, yes. And everybody that was with me in that line, all of them stayed here until the end.
A deputy Miami-Dade supervisor of elections, Christina White, just spoke to reporters. She says she hopes voters still in line after the presidential race was called realize that their vote was still important. They will be tallying uncounted absentee ballots today, and results could be released by sometime this afternoon. This year, the Republican-led Florida legislature put 11 constitutional amendments on the ballot, making it the longest in Florida history. The lengthy and confusing ballot contributed to long lines at the polls. And as WLRN's Ariana Prothero reports, in the end, Florida voters rejected most of the amendments.
Voters threw out 8 of the amendments. Among them was a huge property tax overhaul, an anti-abortion amendment, and the so-called religious freedom amendment that would have lifted a ban on the state giving money to religious institutions. Voters also said no to an amendment that would have put the state in conflict with federal law. Amendment 1 asked voters to make it so the state could not force people to buy health insurance. However, amendments that gave tax relief for veterans, spouses of military veterans killed in duty, and poor senior citizens all passed. I'm Ariana Prothero in Miami.
Senator Bill Nelson easily won re-election yesterday. The Democrat defeated Republican Congressman Connie Mack. In the races for U.S. House, former West Palm Beach Mayor Lois Frankel, who is a Democrat, cruised to victory over former State House Republican leader Adam Hasner for an open seat. That seat runs from Fort Lauderdale to Riviera Beach. Troubled Republican Miami-Dade Congressman David Rivera was defeated by Democrat Joe Garcia in the state's 26th congressional district. Rivera is facing 2 federal investigations. We'll have an in-depth report on that race at 8:34. Weston Congresswoman and DNC Chair Debbie Wasserman Schultz easily won, as did Miami Republican Rep. Ileana Ross-Layton. And it looks like Republican incumbent Alan West of Palm Beach Gardens has lost to Democrat Patrick Murphy, but only by a sliver. A recount is expected in that race. You can find more news on the election with a full lineup of results at WLRN.org. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Marva Hinton. Now back to Wanda Miles.